Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
A little Heartland music bringing us back. A little Heartland rock and roll. John Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it and going there and checking out all the different things that we have available to you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including the archives, the articles. The blog is there. Don't forget to check out our new video. We've got one up now, and I think we'll be putting up another one up today. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter as well. Bill Treasurer is our guest. He's celebrating 10 years of his company, Giant Leap Consulting. His book is called Courage Goes to Work, and he's the courage expert in our brain trust, and that's what we're talking about. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for congratulations on 10 great years. Give us your website again, please.
Couragebuilding.com.
All right. Bill, one of the things that I know that you work a lot on is helping people get out of their comfort zone. Tell us the role that courage plays in getting outside our comfort zone. And is courage something we can actually, I mean, a lot of people think that you're either born courageous or you're not, and that you can't actually go get some. Is that true?
Well, I actually have a number of premises upon this idea of courage building. I'm trying to build a new organizational development practice that I call courage building. It's a lot like team building and such. And one of the major premises of it is that courage is a skill, and it's something that can be learned and taught, and that it's teachable and learnable. And you've been taught how to be courageous since you were a kid. Jim, you probably remember when you were on your little bicycle that had training wheels, and your dad stood behind your bike, and he took the little training wheels off, and he pushed you forward, and you took four pedals, and you fell down.
I actually remember exactly when that happened. I was five.
You know? And when you fell down and scraped your knees, what'd your dad make you do?
He made you get back up on the bike.
And you were petrified, but you were learning about courage, and the need to learn about courage, it manifests itself differently, but it intensifies over time. So we have to teach people how to be courageous, and we have to, and it's something that you will continue to learn throughout your life. So with that in mind, I think of courage as existing on this grand continuum, that when we're facing any situation that involves pain, uncertainty, challenge, anxiety, even opportunity, when we face these huge situations, we exist on this grand continuum that ranges from safety-seeking behavior to opportunity-seeking behavior. And most of us are willing to go out on that continuum a little bit, and we call that place that we're willing to go out, it's defined as our comfort zone. And the thing is that if you're not in comfort, by definition, you're in discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing that's so important to know. Human beings and organizations don't grow in a zone of comfort. You do not grow in comfort. You grow in discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful quote that I read this year when Ginni Rometty, as you know, became the CEO of IBM.
Mm-hmm.
She's the newest member to the CEO ranks. Mm-hmm. She's a woman. She's been very, very successful. And one of the reasons she's been so successful is because she's been willing to take roles within IBM that eclipsed her current skills. So she's willing to put herself in a little bit over her head and then swim into the new skills eventually. And she has this wonderful quote, and I think it's so accurate. She says, growth and comfort do not coexist. It's a great quote because it's true. We grow in discomfort. So one of the things that we coach our people around is, you know, identify where are those areas where you're playing it too safe on the continuum, and what are the things that you would need to do to move a little bit more, not into a place where you're petrified, but a little bit more out of comfort and into your discomfort zone, where your courage zone.
But also, now you're talking about not only individual courage, but organizational courage, because when you try to encourage and promote this kind of behavior inside of an organization, then you start bumping up against other people. You start bumping up against other people's comfort zones, don't you?
Oh yeah,
and so you gotta as we talked earlier, as the alpha member of your team, as the leader of your organization, you have to really, instead of encouraging courage, you have to be prepared to have a culture of courage, don't you?
Creating a culture of courage is so important. I'm in Manhattan today, working with one of the largest retailers in the world. I'm not allowed to disclose. You know, most clients won't let you say that anymore, but. This client is, it's located in the heart of New York on Fifth Avenue, and they are trying to create a more courageous culture. And so I'm coming in 15 times this year doing courage building workshops. I'm leaving today to fly to Minnesota to work with a very large, they're in the medical services area. And to your point, they're trying to create an organizational culture of courage. And one of the things, so here's just a small example. They're opening up a new clinic center. It's a research center. They do clinical research in the area of kidney disease and such. But they already have an established center. So opening up a second center, which is good for the organization, is threatening to the people in the current center.
Right.
They're worried about the power shifting. Will they eventually close down the current center? Will it mean that people have to move and such? So none of those things are going to take place, by the way. They're just opening a new center to expand their capacity. Mm-hmm. But the people in the current one get threatened by it. So the CEO is bringing me in.
And the leader of those organizations have to be able to manage all of that, and that takes courage. Bill, give us your website again, please.
GiantLeapConsulting.com or CourageBuilding.com.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.